Hello, and welcome to Barbershop Craft with the Croy Cordsman Chorus. I'm Jay Althoff, and today we're going to cover topic number 2 in our craft guide. This topic focuses on breath support and resonance. The technique we'll use includes a drinking straw. By focusing our breath and singing through a straw, we will learn how to easily meter our breath, but also create a nice resonant sound. This will add to our breath stamina and give us the tools for more expressive singing. Place a straw in your mouth to breathe in and then make a sound through the straw like a kazoo, sort of a cross between a W and a V. Experiment to get it buzzing a little, something like this. Oh, I got it there at the end. It tickles my lips. Notice that there is a little pressure on the inhale, much like we had with the Darth Vader technique shared in topic number 1. And it also helps us then build our breathing muscles, just like that technique did as well. But now we want to use the straw to get some siren sounds happening. We'll start with a small range at first and then expand. Again, breathing in through the straw. Let's do this. We could do that several times, take some breaths, but mainly what we're trying to do is get a nice continuous flow of air buzzing as we go through that straw to get our range expanded, but also to focus that sound through the straw itself. So maybe I'll try that one more time. I guess some of us can pretend that we're basses once in a while that way as well. So now that we have a nicely focused sound happening with lots of breath support, we can translate that feeling into actual singing. So we start by using the straw and then pull it away as you sing the E vowel in a comfortable range. Leads, that's probably B flat again. Basses, an octave lower on the B flat. Barrys on an F below the leads. And tenors on a D above the leads. So let's see here. Leads on B flat. So again, we're going to put the straw in, get it buzzing, and then pull it away and create the E vowel. So now that we've got that good breath, that really good focus, I think right away we've got a nice, bright, resonant vowel. And we're going to do that same thing now with several other vowels, like A, O, U, I, and A. So let's just try that. We can also do that on some word sounds, I think, that might be helpful to do that. So when we pull it away, we'll not only say the vowel, but we'll use them with words, like bait, boat, bought, bit, boot. Bait. Boat. Boat. Bit. That even surprises me a little bit, just how easy that is to get those focused vowels happening. I certainly was getting a little bit better as I went through that exercise, and I bet you will as well. So I hope you enjoyed that. That's it for the straw technique number 1. Have fun, and I'll see you at rehearsal.